On Scripps College Week, why do some chromosomes act selfishly? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Patrick Ferry, professor in the W.M. Keck Science Department, finds out.
Generally, chromosomes are humble servants of the nucleus. As carriers of genes, they're passively partitioned to daughter cells during cell division. However, some chromosomes behave selfishly, even aggressively, so they're transmitted to offspring at levels much higher than the other chromosomes. And while this kind of genetic cheating is good for the inheritance of a selfish chromosome, there can be harmful effects to the other chromosomes and the organism. This type of disharmony is referred to as genome conflict. Our group is studying a selfish chromosome known as PSR, which is found in different species of wasps. PSR stands for paternal sex ratio because it destroys half the wasp's other chromosomes at the beginning of embryonic development. This action causes female-destined embryos to become male, resulting in wasp populations that are extremely male-biased. Why does PSR do this? This selfish chromosome is transmitted only by the male parent to offspring, so the more males carry PSR, the more the selfish chromosome can spread in wasp populations. A real mystery is how PSR destroys the other chromosomes. Using genome sequencing technologies, we identified several genes expressed by PSR. When we experimentally reduced expression of one of these genes, the chromosome-destroying effect was lost and female progeny reappeared. This result shows that this gene acts like a toxin that targets the other chromosomes for destruction and is responsible for the sex ratio biasing effect. Our work raises many new questions. How do such toxin genes work? What are their evolutionary origins? Broadly, what are the conditions in which a chromosome can become selfish? And could such a thing happen in the human genome? Stay tuned.
That was Patrick Ferry of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.